Welcome to Being Apologetically You Radio. I'm so excited to have you.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much again for including me into your wonderful world.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about you, as much or as little as you want.
Okay, so my name is Artesia. I am the owner of 208 Lymphatics. I'm also a mommy of an amazing four-year-old boy. I am a wife to an amazing guy, but I am a nurse. And I always say nurse first because that's where I fell in love with my passion in helping people. And so my nursing experience includes OBGYN, pediatric, wound care, hyperbarics, urgent care, and primary care. So I next went into being a certified lymphedema therapist. So I assist in treating patients that have lymphedema. And I wanted to dive deep into that because I wanted to bridge the gap in lymphedema health. And that's really important.
Okay. I have two questions. How did you get interested in doing lymphedema work? And what gap do you see?
So the gap of educating others is not a lot of people understand that. Or they're like, okay, what is lymphedema? So you'll usually see someone that has big arm or one small arm, one big leg, one small leg, and it's accumulation of fluid. And this can happen because it can be hereditary. This can happen because it'd be trauma-based. And so wanting people to understand the importance of just lymphatic health overall is so important.
So how did you get into doing that work?
So when I was pregnant, I noticed a lot of swelling. So that's one. So I started doing research, like, why did I have a lot of swelling? Why do I have a lot of accumulation of fluid? And then when I had a hysterectomy, that was another thing, a lot of swelling. So understand, okay, where do these two correlate? How does this happen? And so I'm nosy. So being nosy for all the right reasons. So that's why I'm like, okay, let me dive deep. Let me see what is causing this. And a big thing that's causing it is lymphatic health. So when you think about your body being a sink and your lymphatic system being the drain, if your sink is full, so this is a breeding ground for a lot of swelling. This is a breeding ground for headaches, constipation, mood swings, diarrhea. I know I'm kind of sounding like Pepto-Bismol commercial right now, but it's accumulation of all that. So when your lymphatic system is down, guess what? Your immune system is going to be down. So just really understanding how the body functions and how important lymphatic health is. I can't preach it enough. Your nutrition, the things that we eat and drink, we go outside, the things that we breathe in.
Gotcha. And I can hear that question in my head. Somebody asked, does the lymphatic system contain the lymph nodes? Because we hear lymph nodes all the time, especially when we come with like cancer cells. So is that part of that system? What are some things that people can do to help support their lymphatic system at home and maybe out of home care as well?
Okay. So you can come to me. Because I do lymphatic massages and it's not like your typical massage. Now you're going to feel good after. I'm going to create a vibe, a great experience. However, what I am doing is I'm massaging that extra fluid out. So where it's excreting at, it's going to excrete through your urine or your bowel movement. So the nodes that I am excreting it is underneath the armpit, called popliteal, underneath the kneecap. And the big major one too is the inguinal right there in the groin area. So I am massaging that fluid and sometimes I can really feel the fluid being moved in that way. So now all those yucky toxins and all that gunk is going to come out through your urine and through your bowel movement. And your bowel movement may change colors.
So you do massage. Could they do, for those that maybe are not quite ready to come see you or they're still kind of like, could they do like a self-massage? What would you Google look and what should they be aware of if they're going to do that?
Yeah. So if they do Google, make sure that you are using the appropriate strokes. Okay. So you want to start from the bottom of your feet all the way up. So you're moving it in that direction because we want to move it up to the heart. So everything is going upward and then you're going to curve around to the inguinal nodes where it's by that groin area. And you're kind of like pumping them. It's like pumps. You want to wake them up. And then the same thing if you're going to do underneath your armpit. So you're just gliding it, gliding it, gliding, gliding. Pump, pump, pump.
For those that can't see what she's doing, she's gliding down from her hand, down her arm, down the forearm. So essentially you want to go from any of the external directions into the heart. So if you're starting at your neck, you're going to start from the top of your head and go down the neck to the heart or from the fingertips in or from the toes up. So that's what you want to think about directionally.
Correct. And another thing would be good is dry brushing. So a lot of people don't understand about dry brushing. That kind of wakes up the blood and also wakes up the lymphatic system. And you're going to do the same motions coming from down and up. Everything is back to the heart because it's pumping and it's flowing out.
So they can't use their hairbrush for that. They would do like a loofah or something.
No. dry brushing.
Well, that's why I gotta ask, because I remember when I first heard about it, and that's where my brain went. And I'm like, no. Even logically, I know that that's not the case, but I cannot be the only one. So what brush should they use to dry brush?
So if you don't mind, can I grab it real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And those that are listening, I will link it in the description so you can check it out. It looks like a shower brush almost, is what I think about when I see those. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. What I'm doing is everything, you're going up. Okay. So my leg, I'm going up. And you're not going to go hard. You don't have to.
This is not an exfoliation.
You want to go up. So you want to wake up the lymphatic system that way as well. Another thing is something that you've probably done when you were a child. The trampoline is called rebounding. So you're just jumping, and you're jumping at least for maybe 2 to 5 minutes. And that is waking up your lymphatic system as well. Another thing is a detox tea, something that's going to detox the body.
I have several of those I recommend as well, that because I have an herbalist that I work with that finds non-toxic, no pesticides and things of that sort. So I will link that for you guys in the description as well.
And another big thing is when you get up in the morning, the first thing you need to do is meditate. The first thing you need to do is brush your teeth. I cannot preach that enough. Brush your teeth and scrape your tongue before you drink water or coffee or a detox tea. And you want to do this because when we're asleep, you have bacteria that's just harboring. It's there. So then we go to drink a water or coffee or a tea. Now that bacteria is pushing back into the lymphatic system. So brush your teeth, scrape your tongue, and then drink your water. It's like taking a shower in the inside, and then a good detox tea.
So there's several things that y'all can do. Keep that in mind, and those will be in the description for you guys to check out and see. And I'll include her contact info, so if you have any questions, you can message her. Yeah. I think there was something we talked about was the importance of doing lymphatic work post-surgery. And I think an area that so many people miss. Can you talk about why that's so important?
Yes. So not only you want to do that post-surgery, but if you do it pre-surgery, it helps in terms of the healing process, getting that gunk out before you have surgery. And then when you do post-surgery, you want to speed up the healing process. A lot of times after surgery, it is still an accumulation of fluid. So you want to make sure that fluid, that excess fluid, exits the body. Also, if you don't go get these massages done, you can run a risk of that fluid hardening. And we call that fibrosis, and it's very painful. So you really, really want to get this done. So what I usually typically see is patients, they'll just go and get one lymphatic massage done and thinking like, oh my gosh, okay, that was great, I'm good to go. No, you need a series of them. And I would honestly suggest anywhere from 6 to 10 lymphatic massages, because one is not going to do what you want it to do.
That makes perfect sense. I kind of correlate it the same with maintenance work. Your car has to have an oil change. Yes. So a lymphatic massage or a massage or chiropractic work or some of the other like annual or monthly things, this is something you can add to your toolbox to help you be more successful in the long run. Because something that I see in my experience as a fitness coach is that so many people are doing so many of the doer things versus the receive things. So like for me, I am guilty. I have a hard time sitting still. So like getting massages and things of that sort, and even getting my hair done is incredibly challenging, but it's work that is required, especially if you're super active or you're coming back from an injury or you're working on improving your situation. Like I get budgets are important, but you kind of have to work on like, what is the apple that's going to help you move the most? And so for most of my clients, I would actually say it's moving more, drinking water. And I would actually say getting one of these massages or doing lymphatic work, because it's one of the things that we don't understand how much it can impact everything else in your system.
Correct. And a lot of people that have come to me, they're like, oh, well, this is just for post-surgery, right? And not really realizing, no, this is post-surgery, pre-surgery. If you haven't had surgery, if you are breathing and walking around, guess what? You do have a lymphatic system.
Exactly. So let's shift gears a little bit. I would love for you to share about a challenge you've had on your journey that has made you better, that you've had to overcome. Or when it can be in your business, it can be in your life. What is something that you've had to work through that you're now looking at and be like, that was for me, not to me?
I would say not allowing people that are negative to live rent-free in my space. I would say that because sometimes often we want the advice of others. Sometimes it's not the very best advice. And sometimes it's best to either meditate or go to your prayer closet or something that helps you to think clear of what decisions you need to make. So yeah.
Or anything else live rent free in your mind that you don't want renting. What is something you've made more difficult in your life than was necessary? That was easy.
This is so easy. Listen, when I first started my business a little harder than should have been, I was like, listen, I have the knowledge. I have the equipment. People are going to be lined up around the corner. Now, I know they are because I got it going on. I have these ideas. This is going to be great. They did. So it took time and being able to pace myself and knowing things are going to happen when they're supposed to. So allowing yourself to reset is the biggest thing. Instead of just allowing it to snowball, reset, refresh, refocus. And when I did that, everything happened naturally the way it was supposed to. And things are going in a positive direction for me now. But before I was just like, no, it has to be this way. These are the steps. It has to be. And sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes you may start from step 5 instead of step 1.
Isn't that like a metaphor for life that we always make things harder than it needs to be and that it has to work the exact way we think it is versus leaving space for whatever you believe in, y'all. But think about like if you leave space for God, the universe, whatever your belief is, like if you leave space for it to do the work with you versus feeling like you have to do it all, it's amazing how all of a sudden our timeline can collapse or expand depending on what you need in your life.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true.
What are some things you do in your life that help you take care of you? Because as a mama, I know that is a blessing, but it's also can be a lot to take on. What are some things you do to take care of you so that way you can show up as your best self?
So I love to meditate. You'll always hear me talk about meditation. I love to go back to California when I can because I love to be near water. It's something about water that just soothes my soul and just calms me. And I also like to do sound bath therapy. That is so amazing. It just helps with vibrations. Sometimes I'll take it with me to the beach. And that's just a whole experience within itself. But when I'm not at the beach, I have a space in my home and I am just one with the vibration. And that helps me. But in terms of feeding my soul, because that's feeding the outside, nails, toes, and all that great facials. But in terms of feeding myself, meditation, sound bowl therapy, that helps me a lot.
Talk a little bit about sound bowl therapy, because that's something that's new for a lot of, you can show it and I'll link that in there as well, y'all. Okay. So here's the sound bowl, y'all, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm curious, George, I want to learn about everything. So please explain how this works and how it's something that maybe they can explore and maybe try out for themselves.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, let me tell you why I got into this.
Please.
So life is chaotic and just being able to reset and just set the tone for your day. This is something that I found to be very helpful for me. Researching what can help calm my energy. So this is one of the things I'm like, oh my gosh, let me try this. And so with this class, they had mat, they had sound bowls, and they had crystals like stones that help in terms of healing. And you close your eyes and then they're just sound bowling away. And that sound does something with your soul, you guys. And it's just like a vibrating. You want to vibrate on high energy. And so this has helped me. So I said, you know what? Can I purchase something like this? Yes, you can. Amazon has and other places do too, but I got mine from Amazon. And so mine came with 3 shaped bowls like this, kind of like crystal, like or frosted. And it comes a small, medium, and big. So you're going around in a circle. And you just keep going. And it actually gets louder and louder. Each bowl gets louder and louder and is sending vibration waves through your body. You would be amazed on how peace, like this peace is just coming. It helps me reset and refocus. So I do this in the morning. I like to do it at night too, because in the morning, it's like, okay, I'm resetting. This is the tone for my day. We know things are going to happen. Life is not perfect, but at least I feel like I can take on what's going to come towards me because I'm like, okay, I'm shifted. And then through the day, you never know what's going to come your way. And this really helps for peaceful sleep as well.
Well, that makes perfect sense too, because I think for at least me, when I first started meditating, it was very challenging because you have all these thoughts of like, am I doing it right? How does this work? All of a sudden, my entire to-do list is living rent-free in my brain, where it makes sense, like having something like sound bowls is giving you something to actively focus on.
Yeah.
And try to let everything else pass by as well as be present. And now for those who are like vibrations, this seems very woo-woo. Let's talk about this real quick. When you work on your vibration, or how you show up is another way to say that. Okay. Water comes in several different phases, correct? It is correct. Cold like ice, it can be liquid, and then it can boil and become steam. Each of those states are different vibrations. So for example, the lowest vibration of water is ice because it is solid. The liquid water is going to be our medium vibration, whereas steam or boiling is going to be our highest because it is moving so fast. So working on your vibration or how you show up to allow yourself to vibrate at a higher state allows you to impact not only yourself, but everything around you. So experiencing this sound bowl therapy, working on your meditation, working on your mindset, doing your therapy and counseling, working on your body, like all these things are ways to help you show up as your best self. So that way you can in turn show up at a higher vibration or a better version of yourself on a day in and day out basis, no matter what's coming at you.
I love it. That's true.
But like, yes. How did you get into meditation? Because I love to hear why.
Yes. Oh, I love it. So my religious background was more of Christian, faith-based. And so usually that's like, it's prayer. You know, you go to a prayer closet, which I still do because it still helps me. Then I had a family member that passed away. And before, this family member was into meditating. And then I got into meditating that way. So like showing me, okay, hey, just sit still. And as a kid, you're like, okay, sit still. Like, I'm a kid, I want to run around. But just looking at that, and I'm like, okay, this person was always peaceful. What was that about? And then just start diving in. Oh, guess what? This person left these crystals. This person left all these different things and I have them still. And it's like, oh, that's one of my ancestors. Okay. Continue to help me and guide me through life. And then just researching, how does meditation help you? How does that help clear out? We talked about the gut in terms internally, but how does it help their gut up spiritually and mentally? And so I said, let me look into this. So I went on YouTube. I started looking. Okay, now how does this work? Okay, I'm supposed to sit. Am I supposed to have music going when this works? Or am I supposed to just sit quiet? And sitting still was hard. Like, okay, I'm supposed to just sit here. Is someone supposed to be talking to me? Like, what am I? Like, what's going on? But then I started like, okay, hey, you know, you can have music playing and that can kind of help. Not music that's loud, but music that is soft. It can be sounds of running water. It can be sounds of nature. Or sometimes they have guided meditation where someone is talking softly and they're saying, close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths. And so I'll start off with that too. And then I started gradually, okay, let me give myself 5 minutes. 5 minutes of just quiet time, nothing. Okay. And then it gradually went up to 10 and 15. And now I'm at 30 minutes. So that's a big deal in my world. And 30 minutes is pretty good of just no clutter, because that was hard. Because I was like, okay, now what am I supposed to be doing today? Okay. I'm supposed to be doing this. All right. Did I do that yesterday? So now it's everything shuts out and I'm ready.
I hope you guys caught that. So essentially what she said is it's a skill. This is not an innate ability she was born with.
No.
This is something she practiced and allowed herself to bring it down a notch when needed. And as she got better at it, and depending on how she was able to show up that day, she would take it up.
Correct.
And this is a skill that you can have. Something I did when I first started meditating, and I still do depending on the season, is I keep a notebook and a pen next to me. And sometimes I have tendencies for some of the neurodivergent. And so I find that if I write it down, eventually I run out of things and I can let things go by, and it's gotten easier and easier and easier. And so that's something you guys can practice, is like, don't feel like there's a right or wrong way to do this.
Correct.
But like she said, like experience the guides, go through a guided meditation or do sound bowl. Maybe there's a cloud visualization. You should be able to find it on YouTube where you imagine your thoughts being clouds and you come by. That's essentially a visualization. It's another form of meditation as well. And so that's something you can practice, but experiment for it. And I will also say before we move on is please remember that doing it one time does not count. You have to try more than once to see if it's for you, because it's like saying the first time you did something sports-wise and you decided, nope, it's not for me. I can't do it. Dude, y'all, we have to try things a couple different times. One, because you have to get through the first part of the neural, trying to figure it out, then the mindset, and then your body kind of figures it out. So you have to give yourself time to check it out first and then see if it's truly for you.
I agree.
So your spiritual life is a huge part of you and your work and your practice. How does that become an asset for you? Because I know some people view that as a liability, but you approach it as an asset, as you as a person and a practice. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the way that I show up, like this is me, and I feel like what's in me is going to show. So I'm giving it same love from God that's giving me love. The universe is opening up doors. My ancestors is always with me. So I'm showing up with that, I would call it amazing power. And so the way how I'm at peace and comforted, I'm doing the same thing with my clients, and I have patients too. So I'm doing the same thing. I want to make sure that they're at peace. I want to make sure that they get the very best of me. And so where I get my, I call it my spiritual soul food, I want to be able to have that and be full and be able to pour into my client and my patient. And if I don't have my spiritual soul full, they won't get the very best of me. And they have to get the very best of me because they're coming to me for a reason. And that is extremely important. So for me, it's like, I won't compromise my faith because it has gotten me to where I am today as just a human.
Did you find that as you went through the, because like, I don't know about you, but for me, my natural state is very anxious and very stressful. And I found that doing that type of work and working on my mental health and spiritual health allowed me to show up in a better version. Is your natural state something different versus what you are now kind of thing?
Yes and no, because what you guys see, this is me. Sometimes I have to turn it down a little bit because my husband's like, wait a minute here. Okay. Or my son's like, mom, you know, or they're like, okay, this is her. But sometimes I have to turn it down a bit to receive whatever messages I need to receive. Again, like we talk about life be life and everything is just coming full force. And I need that energy that you see here. I need it to be able to catch what I need to catch. But yeah, sometimes I have to turn it down. And when I say turn it down, not as like, hey, you know, like that, but that's me. And I'm a hugger, love spreading love. I'm an educator. And sometimes people are like, okay, wait, never seen somebody this happy before. I've never seen, they're trying to figure this out. Okay, what is she trying to tell me? What's going on? But no, this is me. And I want to pour into you from my spiritual soul food.
And I feel like that's something that allows you to show up more as you want to.
Yeah.
Versus like, just because it's your natural state to be this or that does not mean like that's how you show up or you're internally set in that piece. Like,
yeah.
I always tell my clients, like, you're a different person today than you were yesterday. And you're this ever flowing person. You're always moving forward. What you're moving forward to, you always determine. You can always work on that. And so if you don't like how you're showing up, first thing you have to do is accept yourself how you show up and not judge yourself for it. But you can be grateful for how you show up today and still want to be better as you move forward.
I love that. That's true.
Is there anything else on your heart that you'd like to share before we wrap up today?
Yes, I want to tell people that don't apologize for who you are. Don't apologize for the way when you walk in a room, the way you move, the way your light shines bright. Don't apologize for being this beautiful ray of sunshine. Don't apologize for being a genius. Don't apologize for vision that you want to see through, because guess what? God gave you that vision and people need to hear about this vision, and you want to get to the finish line. And even after the finish line, you're going to have another vision that God is going to give you. Don't apologize for that. This is something that you've prayed for. This is something that you've always wanted to do. And so the blessings are going to still flow. God is still in the business of blessing. So for me, I've learned a long time ago, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to step out of his way. I'm going to continue to collect my blessing. In the end, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And just thank you for just being here. So that's what I would just say. Continue being you, unapologetically you. And when you show up like that, it's pure. It's coming from a pure place. And people will be able to receive that. Doesn't matter if someone is, no, this is too much. It's okay. Someone is going to receive that.
Absolutely. How can people connect with you if they're in the Las Vegas area?
Yeah. So 208 Lymphatics. You can find me on Instagram at 208 Lymphatics. Either call me, area code 626-464-9389. And yeah, you can find me there. One more thing. I want to tell people why my business is called 208. Because some people are like, okay, why did she name this? So my birthday is February 8th. I would always see this, a receipt, 208. I would be driving down the street. It says something like 208, like it could be an address. Anything, it would just say 208. So I'm like, okay, is this an angel number? What does this mean? Okay, got it. Get turning your God-given talents into a reality. And so I said, okay, this is what it is. Big advocate for lymphatic health. We're going to add that to it, 208 Lymphatics, and we're born. And I'm rocking already, and it's the 2024 takeover. All about standing on wellness, mental health, fitness, and 208 Lymphatics. We're just standing on business. We're standing on wellness, fitness, and self-care, and self-love.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'll put all that information in the description so you can check it out, and her website, so that way you can peruse along with the other links that we mentioned. So
yeah.
To wrap up today, can you tell the listeners how they can be unapologetically themselves?
Just not giving in to people that are negative and just being you. no matter what that is, bright and bubbly, festive and fancy and free. Just be you. Continue to go towards your goals. Don't let no distractions get you off your path and just continue to be you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Artesia. It's You're been welcome. An honor to have you on the podcast. Thank you. And thank y'all for joining us today. Be sure to follow her on Instagram and the other socials, and we'll catch you all in the next episode of Being Apologetically You Radio. Hey you, I wanted to come on and tell you a little bit about something that I am offering now, which is called a fitness intensive. This is your opportunity to schedule a call with me, and you'll have 1 hour to rapid fire all the questions. Or do you have form checks? You want me to check how your form is doing on your lunges or your squats or your deadlifts? Or do you have all these questions about things you see on there, or you bought the workbook and you want to go through your workout program, but you're not quite ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? The fitness intensive is for you. So I'm going to drop the link in the description for you so you can check it out. And if you are listening to the podcast on an audio platform, it will be in the show notes. So if you're dying to get your questions answered and you want to make sure you're using your time effectively, so that way you can make the most of your time in the gym and move on with the rest of your life, the fitness intensive is for you. So check it out. Let's get back to the episode.